in your house.
Yes, beautiful.
This is the first time you are seeing?
Yes, I've just seen the photographs before. We saw many places which didn't turn out to be the one.
This village is also nice. Yeah. I am walking very morning.
It's perfect.
One priest came.
Today? Priest?
Yes. With a girlfriend.
Local priest or?
I do not know. They told me that he is a priest.
He had black, dressed in black?
Or? No, no. He is ordinary dress. But they told me that he is priest. In Bombay, we are going under some tribulation. You have seen this booklet?
No. They ruined our temple, the city. Municipal authorities knocked our temple down.
Who did?
In Bombay, the city, the police. So we made a publicity from it. I understand, though, they've rebuilt. They have rebuilt it.
Yes.
Why did they do that?
That's a long story.
Long story. About the land, there was some dispute. We purchased it, and now other owners have tried to dispute it. So they were powerful with the police.
But they said they didn't want you to have the land, or they said you didn't own the land.
They said legally we didn't, even though we paid for it. So they were powerful friends of the police, so they got the police to come and demolish the temple.
Really? But the deities in
there? Well, they didn't destroy the deities.
No, they are going to not destroy, they dismantle the deity room also. In the meantime, another message can don't go on further. They stopped.
Yeah. You'd expect it somewhere like in America.
Yeah. Never.
Yes. Somewhere in the West.
Huh?
In India, you wouldn't expect that.
No. Oh, this is extraordinary incident. Yes. So public is in our side. So we have got that marble, you told me that.
Yes,
he has
so we can get it and use it for the temporary altar.
If we speak tomorrow to the people, you can have it the day after, probably.
Oh, that's very good. Then we can install the deities.
You keep it anyway, you know. Well, I know once you get the proper deities, you will have something else, but I mean, then use that somewhere else.
I think you can fix up that platform permanently.
Yeah.
And when your throne comes,
uh-huh,
you can place on that platform, altar.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah.
I seem to keep going in cycles.
Huh?
I go around in circles. Maybe it's something to do with me being, you know, the Pisces, they show one fish going this way and one fish going that way.
Huh.
And periods when I just can't stop chanting. And then other periods where, you know, I turn into a demon again. And I forget to
You are not demon. You are demigod. Somehow or other you have got attached to Krishna. That will help you.
I mean, even at my worst, I can always...
Srimad Bhagavatam you are reading?
Pardon?
Srimad Bhagavatam you are reading?
I'm reading the Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
Yes, that is... All answers are there.
And it goes, just read it over and over, to, you know, just one piece over and over.
Jad jad acharati sreshta tatta devi tarai jana. Just take. Yes, find out this verse. Jad. Y-A-D. Jad jad acharati sreshta tat tat eva itare jana sajat pramanam kurite lokastad anuvartate. In this column you'll find, in this column, right?
Right.
Yes, up. Jad jad acharati.
Acharashrishta.
You can read the diacritic marks.
Read what?
An English transliteration.
Yes. I try and read this in the Roman.
Yeah.
And but sometimes
this mark means long. And short A, long A.
Yeah.
How to read, the instruction is there in the back side.
Yeah.
How to read.
When you hear it Prabhupada.
Sometimes when you have the dots beneath the letters.
No, it is not difficult.
If you
practice little, the instruction is there.
Because when you see Krishna spelled with the dots beneath, that's the only way you can say it.
The direction is here.
It looks Krishna. Nice.
You see, direction is here. I think at the back of Bhagavad Gita also the direction.
There is something, how to pronounce the words.
Yeah. Although the problem is that if you're trying to read, if you're trying to understand.
No, you can understand by translation.
Yeah.
But better to listen, for you probably, to listen to a tape of Prabhupada pronouncing Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Because you have a musical ear.
Yeah, I can learn anything by
hearing it.
Ah, yes. Your hearing is very sharp.
Yeah. Anyway, the translation is, whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
So, this is your duty now. By the grace of Krishna, you are one of the great men, although you are a young man. But Krishna has placed you in such a high position that there are many young men who follow you. So that is the instruction.
There's, you know, Shamsundar and I were talking just on the way here, and it's like that when you commit yourself to something, in a way it's like putting your head on the chopping block, because people, you know, somebody can turn around and chop it off, or maybe you're lucky and, you know, it doesn't get chopped off.
No, it is not chopping off.
But there's... I find that there's the more commitment that you make, or that I make, even though it's such a little commitment, I mean, relatively speaking, it's such a little one. Now I'm getting in the area where I find that people are, it provokes...
thoughts.
Well, sometimes it provokes bad reaction.
That's it.
Sometimes people become... agitated by his words.
Murkhai upadeshai pukapayana santhe. There is a verse that if one is foolish, if you give him good instruction, he becomes angry. Just like the example is given, payapanam bhujangalam kevalam vishavardhanam. You keep a snake, and if you give him milk, the result will be that his poison will increase. Payapanam bhujanganam kevalam visabardhanam. So sometimes it happens that if one is foolish, if you give him good advice, he becomes angry. Murkhaya upadeshahi prakopayana santhe. But as it happened like that, no, I don't think so.
I can feel little animosity comes from people who, I don't know for what reason, but people...
Envious.
Envious.
But I don't know which is, in some ways, the more committed you are to the thing and the stronger that you are in what you do, then the stronger the animosity becomes.
The other side.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if, you know, sometimes I get the feeling that maybe there's one person who it means something real to, and 10 people who it doesn't mean anything to. And I'm not sure how it, if it all balances out in the end, whether...
Well, that one person, though, if you reach one person, he's worth all of it.
But say you don't reach any people, and then you have a choice of reaching people, and you only reach one, but in by reaching that one, you have 20 people who are annoyed. You know, how do you...
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
His question is that if you preach, and you see many men, you meet many men, you may make, if you meet 10 men, you may make 9 of them enemies, and only one will become helped by your preaching. So how is that?
But if you don't say anything, then maybe the, all the 10 of them are quite friendly.
So is that, how is that beneficial?
Yes, the preaching is different, you see. When one preaches, he must tell the truth. Just like Lord Jesus Christ. The people did not like his preaching, but he did not stop his preaching. That is another point, you see. In the preaching propaganda, there is possibility of creating animosity. Yes, there is possibility. Just see, unnecessarily, my god brothers, somebody.
Temple.
Yes, you see. Innocent we are. We are simply worshipping. We have given money. Everything is all right. But they are creating some animosity. Especially in God consciousness, such things are possible, you see. We have to pay sometimes. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he was a 5 years old boy, and his only fault was that he is Krishna conscious. His father became it. What to speak of honest? Because his father did not like God consciousness. So he became enemy of his child, although the child was only 5 years old. So there is possibility of such things. Yes.
I was suggesting that those who take the biggest risk for Krishna, that even though they may stand the risk losing everything, Krishna always comes to help. And
that is the history of everyone, just like the Pandavas. They were bereft of their kingdom, bereft of their wife. They were insulted, so many things. Still, at last they come out victorious. Arjuna and Yudhishthira and the other party. That is the Kurukshetra war. That is a fact. Krishna protects his devotee. That verse is there. Konti apradijani hi nami bhakta pranasati. So your this record album, I am in the material world. I heard that has been appreciated by so many people. Even one teacher was telling me.
Someone teacher came to visit Prabhupada. He said he played your record in his classroom. He teaches religious education. They were astounded. The children, one of them began to pray. But he found one boy in a room alone playing the record and praying on the floor. Is that a great effect?
There's one song in particular which is directly the result of the conversation we had when you came
yes, in your house. Yes.
About fame and fortune and...
So how the record is now received?
Yes.
Then?
Yes.
The people are seeking after something about spiritual enlightenment, that's a fact. Especially in the Western world, that is a fact. We have to administer very cautiously and carefully. Then it will be taken. The one thing is, that when you speak of the strictures, four principles.
Restrictions.
Restrictions.
Yeah.
At that point they become angry.
They become angry.
Yes. Yeah. Because everyone is addicted to these things. I told you the story, Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland. He was Lord Ronaldson. Do you know him?
I don't know.
He is a Scottish man. He was governor of Bengal when we were children. Not children, young men. He was, because I was student in the Scottish Church's College, so our principal, Mr. Watt, he invited him to visit. So he was a big philosopher. He liked Indian culture and philosophy. So I was at that time second year class. So when he came to our class, he first of all asked, how many of you have taken philosophy? So our principal, Mr. Watt, informed that this is second year class. So philosophy begins from the third year. So the preliminary philosophy, logic, they might have taken some of them. So all right, how many have taken logic? So he was also one of them. So he was a very nice gentleman. So one of my godbrother came here in 1935. What is your birth date? Yes?
43.
You were not born at that time. 1935. So he met Lord Ronaldson. Is there any place in Scotland, Ronaldson?
How is that spelled?
R-O-N-A-L-D-S-A-Y, Ronaldson. He was known as Lord Ronaldson, Marquis of Jetland. Is Jetland is any place?
Jetland?
Yes?
I think so.
Anyway, so he asked my god brother, his name was Banerjee. Mr. Banerjee, can you make me a Brahman? So he inquired, this Lord Jetland. So he replied, yes, why not? You have to give up these four restricted principles. So when he heard, he said, oh, it is impossible. It is impossible. This is our life. So when we speak to these principles, sometimes people become angry. Yes. The same thing, mutkhaya vodeshahi prakopayana sahandhi. That risk is there. But actually that is the fact. God consciousness can be awakened proportionally one is pure, purified, because Krishna is the purest. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. That is literally, you are the Parabrahma, the purest, uncontaminated. So, unless one becomes uncontaminated of this material modes, it is difficult to understand what is God. Therefore, in our institution, we begin with these four restrictions. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. So those who are not serious about, they take it, what is this? Just like Rai Rama, he remarked that I am restricting
natural
instincts. Yes. Especially in the Western countries. I was thinking in the beginning that I say, as soon as I shall propose this thing, these people will say, please go home, don't preach. But I, by Krishna's grace, I do not know how these young boys and girls, they agreed to my proposal. I am also astonished, because even Jetland said it is impossible. I was not very much hopeful when I first came in your country. It was in Boston, Commonwealth dock. So I was thinking on board. I came on board.
What year was that?
It was 1965, September. So I was thinking. I think it is published in our magazine. Yeah. Yes. That as soon as I propose this thing, people will refuse to hear me. By Krishna's grace, these selected boys, they agreed. So their cooperation has helped me.
We agreed because we saw someone who was perfect in teaching and in setting example in every way. So just by seeing you, we gave up. We thought, well, if we do this, then we can learn something from this man. Otherwise, we cannot learn.
So that is the only point. People become sometimes angry. Otherwise, we have nothing to make an enemy. We simply teaching love God.
But if you think since 65, it's just less than 8 years, and if you came with $5 or $10, and now it's so big, the organization.
Yes.
And I think of another 5 years, the potential. Yeah. Then that is what people will have to, you know, just the growth and the success is, you don't need any other reason for people to, you know, have the jealousy or...
Yes, people listen naturally, even in Africa. And especially Europe and America, the younger generation, they are liking.
This is
just by your words, just the words that you gave us, those words have created all this interest.
That is not my word, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. So you can open this window. Shall I open?
I'm not too hot.
I see.
Shall I read this verse?
Yes, yes.
He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. Mm-hmm. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes.
Declare boldly. Yes, Krishna says. They declare boldly to the world that my devotees will never perish. Yes.
Protecting us.
Oh yes. This is Krishna's special mercy. So we are teaching exactly to save the human society, you see. Because the human life is specially meant for by nature's gift that in this life, you realize God. In other life, cats and dogs, it is not possible. Now you have God. nice human body, develop consciousness, and there are literatures, instructions, you just take advantage of them and make your life successful. Successful means that you save yourself from the repeated birth and death. This is success. So long we will be materialistic or attached to material enjoyment, we have to accept a body, material body, not necessarily human body. It may be, according to karma, higher grade life, demigods life, in higher planet or in lower grade. Only it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, dehantaram prapti. You have to change this body, as we have changed already from childhood to babyhood, babyhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. So now it is old age body. So when this body will be finished, I will have to accept another body. That is a fact. But unfortunately, there is no education on this point. Na hannate hannamane sarire. After destruction of this body, the spirit soul is not destroyed. Bhashamsi jirnani. Just like you left your coat, that means you are not dead. Your coat is set aside. Similarly, this body may be destroyed. It will be destroyed because it is material. And that is Christian religion also accepted. Resurrection. So the soul transmigrates to another body. Now this transmigration can be done in so many ways, either in this material world or in the spiritual world. In the material world also, there are high-grade light. Just like here in this planet also, there are so many different grades of light, similarly different planets. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, you can find out. Jyanti deva prata devan pitrin jyanti pitri prata.
The birds in the sky and the birds in the sky and the fish in the water and the worms in the soil. You mean man on the earth?
Yes, where is Pandit Mahasaya? Jyanti deva prata devan. Y-N-T-I.
Why?
Yanti.
Yanti.
Actually the pronunciation is Yanti. Yanti. Antastha.
Yanti.
Somehow or other this Bhagavad Gita should be preached all over the for this education of the humans. Yes.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me.
That's so I will have to transmigrate, so I can transmigrate to the higher planetary system. I can transmigrate amongst the ghost and evil spirit, or I can transmigrate ordinary life, or I can transmigrate to the kingdom of God. Everything is open.
It's a good deal. It's
so
a good fair deal.
Why I shall not transmigrate to back to home, back to God? Why shall I go to the... This is the policy. If I have to endeavor in this life for my next life, why not endeavor for next life? Go back to Krishna and live with him eternally, blissfully. And if I have to work for some next life, why not work? And it is so easy in this age. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Pramavi. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, he becomes liberated from all contamination and goes back to home, man. Simply by. This is a special advantage of this age, because people are generally fallen. So Krishna has given a special concession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced that you simply chant the holy name of Krishna, he will be liberated. Simply. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And there is no expenditure. Suppose you are going on your car, and if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is your loss? But if there is gain, why not take it? This is our problem.
There was one sort of problem, in a way, that I found when chanting all the time, and that was that I start being able to relate less and less to all the people I know. I mean, then there's only times when I see people like Shamsundar or just a few people, then that's okay, but most of the other people, you know, I suddenly found myself on such a different level that it's hard to relate.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it feels as though it's a point where I have a decision of either slowing down and pulling back towards those people in order to try and pull them with me, or maybe if because I'm not ready to go, or just cutting the thing off and just going completely. You know what I mean? Just in day-to-day things, the more and more the build-up.
Material management.
But the build-up of the mantra and the effect is in so subtle in a way, but there's all that point where I just can't relate anymore to anybody. Maybe you don't have that experience.
It says that when he chants, he becomes spiritualized, so that it's difficult to relate with his business associates, colleagues.
Yeah.
But not even that, to my friends, even to my wife. I mean, to anybody. You know, it's...
And it's sometimes difficult to see...
But your wife is very favorable.
Yes.
She's a nice girl.
Yes, she's an angel, you know, in a way. She's okay.
If wife is favorable, then that is a great advantage.
But you see, what happens is, this is also what Terry was saying yesterday, is that, you know, like, if I'm not into it too deeply, then I'll come down to begin a day and I'll be quite nice and say, do this, okay, and off we go to do it. But the day is the period when I'm so deeply into that, chanting all the time, then when I finish chanting, I come down, I'm like Ravana. You know, I come down and I'm not smiling and I'm not particularly happy because I'm saying, do that, get that, why is this? You know, there's more urgency involved, the realization that everybody's wasting the time and everybody's doing mundane things which are, and you know, just having a little bit of mundane fun.
But when you were chanting, you wrote the song, and it's proven by people's purchasing all the songs that they want to hear that.
But the problem is this: where to find a balance? Because obviously I know where I benefit by doing that, but I'm benefiting so much that suddenly I find I'm out on a limb, and it's hard to be able to pull those people with you. You know, there's a point where suddenly I'm not going to know them anymore.
He says that it's difficult when he becomes spiritualized by chanting. He feels it's a dangerous position in a way, because then he will be cut off from his audience, from people who will, the ordinary people. He's afraid they will not understand him. He will not be able to take them with him to that point. So he has to find a balance.
Yes, you keep balance. You keep balance. Don't spoil your position. Keep your position. But just like external, internal. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, yes, when he was Raghunath Das at home, he became attracted with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So immediately he wanted to leave home and go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, no, 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 don't do it hastily. It is not required. You, externally, you remain as you are. You are a rich man's son. You have got management, jamindari. And he was a good manager. Krishna will help you. So, bhajche loko babahar, antar nishtha, bhajche loko babahar. Within, you just keep yourself all as Krishna conscious. Outside, you just deal just like ordinary. This is the tactics. Because your talent is not ordinary talent. So you are getting money, so why shall you refuse to get it? No. Money can be utilized for Krishna. Our policy is not that you don't touch money. Why not? For Krishna's sake, we have to do so many things. So money is called Lakshmi. When I heard that this village is Lachmore, Lachmi more.
Lachmi.
More Lachmi. So, Lakshmi is, according to Vedic idea, Lakshmi Narayan. You understand Narayan?
Lakshmi.
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 Lakshmi means fortune.
Yeah.
Goddess of fortune. And Narayan means the Supreme Lord. So, we worship Narayan.
Narayan.
Krishna's another feature, Narayan. Vishnu. Krishna is the original Supreme Lord. And he has expansion, many expansions. We are also expansions, living entities. Ekam Bhavshama. He has expanded. Just like father expands. By many sons. Similarly, God has expanded in many parts and persons. The Vishnu form is the original form. Samsha, it is called Samsha. Personal expansion.
Vishnu.
And we, living entities, we are Vivin Lamsa. Exactly. Our position is not on the God's platform, on the servants, God's servants platform.
Did you say Vishnu is the first?
Krishna.
The first expansion?
Yes, no, first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. From Baladev, there are four expansions. There is Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then from Sankarsan, next expansion is Narayana, four-handed. That is Vishnu form.
So we just be making some music in California.
Yeah.
One of the songs which it's Ravi Shankar's music, but one of the songs is with Vedic, based on the Vedic thing, is Jai Jagadisha Hare, which is the 10 avatars.
Oh yes.
Of Vishnu.
Yes. Keshava Dita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha.
Beautiful song.
Yes.
But I was wondering, during that song, finding out the 10 incarnations as the turtle and the midget and all the different...
That is Jayadevs.
I was trying to figure why there was never any anything spoken about Krishna.
Krishna is not incarnation.
Yes.
Krishna is not incarnation. Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. He is called incarnations are called avatar.
Avatar.
Yes. And Krishna is avatari. Avatari means
is with an eye. Is that what
from whom all avatars come?
Avatar with an eye on the end. Is that avatari or an e or?
Avatari. Yes. Y. Avatari.
So we just have a Y on the end.
Yes, avatari.
Because there's so many times where they say in books,
avatar of, and he is avatari. This is the difference. Therefore, in that song, Yaman, Keshava Dhrita, Meena Sharira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. It is praying to Krishna. Keshava is the name of Krishna. Keshava, you have appeared. You have incarnated as the mean of Sharira, this Varaha Sharira, Nishinga Sharira, Kesava Dhita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Kesava Dhita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha, Kesava Dhita Raghuvira Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. Like that.
Yeah, which, whereabouts would the words appear? Because
It is composed by one Vaishnava poet,
yeah.
Jayadev Goswami.
But is there any place where those words have been printed, where I could see what the words
are? Oh, so we can give you.
Do you have it in any of...
Oh, yes. Can you where is the Satsaru? Call him.
Yes.
I can give you immediately. I can give you immediately. Pralaya paya dhijale dhitavanasi bedam.
Next time I come, I'll bring these songs for you to hear.
Oh, yes.
Really nice. We did.
Who has sang Ravi Shankar?
Now, on this one, it was actually made a few years ago, and we just took the tape, was never released.
Sung by whom?
It's sung by. He's the son of the priest from the temple in. Oh, it's a place just south of Bombay, on the beach, Goa.
Oh.
Some priest in the temple there, it's his son.
Huh.
And the other song sung by Lakshmi Shankar.
Lakshmi Shankar?
Lakshmi Shankar. I think you met once.
Lakshmi Shankar?
She's, you remember when you met Ravi Shankar?
Yes.
Lakshmi is Ravi's elder brother. He's got an older brother called Rajendra Shankar. It's his wife.
Oh.
And she sings the song.
Can you give in typewriting with diacritic mark these avatars, dasavatars? You have got it?
I've got it here. I'll write it out.
It is printed?
Yes.
This.
What is that?
Well, he has it
Bengali. No, that is Bengali.
Yeah, but I can. Translated.
Yes, that. So,
did you remember the record you got on in India of Krishna? Did Prabhupada hear that?
I don't think so.
Because that was Lakshmi's thing.
Is it sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Ravi Shankar.
Yeah. Sister-in-law.
She sings really nice, but there's on the record we've just been making once.
The Akash Ganga, just below our apartment. She was only with some
former
wife.
Yeah. She's not. She's a very strange person. The one who lived you talking. But the songs is there's Jai Jagadisha Hare. Then three more songs, all about Krishna. One's called "I Am Missing You, Krishna, Where Are You?" It's which Ravi wrote. First time he's written a song for the English language.
Each Ravi Shankar is interested. We can give so many nice songs.
Yeah.
About Krishna.
Well, he, you know, yeah, I'm sure, but he's
this song
all the time. He has songs written in Bengali. It's Supanime and Kahagalewa.
Oh, that is Hindi song.
Hindi.
There is one song by Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bi Phale Janam Gaim. Manushya Janam Paiya Radha Krishna Navojiya. I think we have I saw.
Hmm.
Have you got that record?
Well, this one.
So if he is interested in singing about Krishna, he can do it.
Does this one song?
And then join together, you and he.
We've been doing it.
I can help you.
For some time now, but there's this one song which is so simple.
Hmm.
And the melody and the words are so simple that it's beautiful.
This Keshavadhita Jagadish.
Other one, it's in English. I am missing you. It only has three lines. I am missing you, Krishna.
That
where
is
are
your
you?
Song.
No, it's Ravi Shankar. I am missing you, Krishna, where are you? I am missing you, Krishna, where are you? Though I can't see you, I hear your flute all the while. Repeat. Please come wipe my tears and make me smile. But it's so sweet, I'm sure it's going to be a very, very popular song.
It's a nice song.
They're releasing it as a popular recording. George produced it and Ravi wrote it. And his sister-in-law sings it.
Oh, that woman came, that is his sister-in-law.
Lakshmi.
His elder brother is Uday Shankar.
Yeah.
He is very good dancer.
Very dancer, yeah.
I think he is of our age. He's an old man.
Yes. He's had, he had a lot of strokes and brain hemorrhage and things all at the same time. He's so strong and deep that he just keeps going. It's okay.
Still.
I can't find that. I did find Jaya Jagadish Hari.
Yes, yes.
This is Prabhupada singing.
This song is very famous song, Jaya Jagadish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's that verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages know my origin. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods.
Yes.
And the sages.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Prasad.
There'll be more temples in the end. There'll be more temples and hotels.
Hare Jaya. First, when I entered this room, I said, All glory is to George Harrison. Yes, you have given us this shelter, and Krishna will give you shelter at his lotus feet. We shall pray always like that. Yes.
Well, maybe in the future, I mean, this will...
Why future? In this life?
No, I mean in the future, in this life, in future. Or maybe the...
No, you know, Krishna is favoring you. You are sincere. And Krishna has already favored you. So just intelligently utilize your favorable condition. Then everything is all right.
Well, everything feels so exciting at the moment. What's happening in the future is just going to be overwhelming.
No, take Bhaktavar Prasadam.
This is sour cream. I hear you like with your samosa some sour
cream. No, fixture feast. No, that's
just...
You take, you take.
They're bringing for us.
They're bringing
for us. They're just on the way with it.
That's for you.
Is it all right? Really? He just taught me yesterday how to perfect these, trying to do it.
Samosa?
We have prepared a cookbook. Hare Krishna, have you seen it?
I just got one. Well, it's the, is that the same thing? The, it's like a photo stat.
No, this,
oh no, this is a,
it's
two cookbooks.
I just wrote one also. he's got one of those.
He's got one of those. Printed up in New York.
Fantastic.
Krishna is enjoying with his French.
Yeah. So it's full instructions on here.
Oh yeah,
I can. Great, fantastic.
It tells you where to buy it, everything.
Yeah.
The whole word. Pictures. How to offer it. Everything there.
Take one more. No,
What? Yeah, there's so much here. Next year you'll be able to have the food from grown in the garden. You won't even have to go to
where?
The garden.
In
the garden.
From our garden here, he says, we'll be able to grow.
Yes.
Next year we'll have.
And you have spoken about these dolls, stalls.
Dolls, also we're going to make displays like this. Of dolls, China dolls, of Krishna and his friends, all the pastimes, put them in display cases around on the grounds. So people, when they walk around, they won't just see trees.
They'll
see Krishna doing something.
Yeah. Another way of doing that.
You made it like this
it's
in Los Angeles,
maybe a better way than doing it.
I remember a little bit how to make it.
You know, the idea in Europe, in the Catholic countries, if you go in Spain and Portugal, you drive along and they have like a little wooden frame like this, and then with tiles, and all it is tiles, but the tiles show like saints and different things. Did you see those tiles I had made with the Krishna with the mantra?
Yeah.
So you get things like that, and you can get very simple, you know, and just have them glazed, then put the tiles together.
George suggested also that we print up these pictures like this in the postcards.
And birthday cards, Christmas cards.
Oh yes.
All sorts of cards.
Very good idea.
Because people are tired of seeing these old postcards of
Well, now there's lots of new postcards, but there's, you know, it's much better now, but there's still no Krishna postcards.
Yeah.
What is that?
Papadam?
Huh? Oh, Papad, that's nice.
Unfortunately, we had no coal, so the Krishna ghee. Did it in ghee because there was no coal. Okay.
What is that khichdi? No, not khichdi. There is vegetable.
It's like potatoes and dal.
Yeah. No.
Potatoes and cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. It's very nice. He's good cook.
It's because I like to eat too much. I feel I'm so attached to eating for Prashadam.
Krishna consciousness, so nice, eat nicely, sing nicely, dance nicely, and go to Krishna. Nice. I was thinking before starting this movement that people there starting so many dry movements, and my movement is so nice, chanting, dancing and eating. Why it will not be accepted?
It seems that nowadays, especially young people, they are looking in music to listen, to find some instruction in the music they hear on the radio, and they get some instruction from the music.
Yes.
Usually from the music they get the instruction to go to hell.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think that's only the thing, you know, Nada Brahma, the sound.
Sound.
Just the idea of musically, it's just the sound in music. It just gets through, well, it's transcendental again. Bypasses your intellect.
And
something which you can feel, even if you don't understand.
That's good. George is talking about sound vibration, how it bypasses the intellect and is actually appreciated by the spirit.
So, Mukunda, we are sitting without eating. Come here.
I've already.
Oh. You can come.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Would you like a coffee?
No.
Once you said that the origin of everything is sound.
Yes. Vibration. Yes.
How is that?
Sky. Sky is first creation.
Huh.
The symptom of sky is sound. Just like this is beating the sky and the sound is produced.
Well, because the sound travels through sky?
Yeah. Sound is, there is sky, the proof is the sound.
But the sound is before the sky?
No. After the sky.
After the sky.
And from sound, Air is produced. And from air, electricity. Fire. And from fire, water. And from water, earth. This is this creation of five elements. In physics, they teach sound and light. Is it not?
Also gravitation. Teach about that.
Malati, if you give more singara to George.
What?
Singasa.
We've got an animal watch prepared.
I'm
doing
more.
Really,
I've got such a lot.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
You are young, man.
This is great. You know this.
Can you take a little more of it?
No, well, I'd rather finish it all first. But what do you call that?
You might not see it. Taste that purple preparation. See if you like that. That's a cherry chutney.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. We'll get everything. Chutney is
actually, I was saving that for pudding later. I eat all the savory things and then finish
it off. It increases the appetite. This is not sweet. It's a chutney.
It's a pretty sweet chutney.
It's sweet.
It's not too hot chutney. It's cherries.
It tastes like good plum jam. But is this just your own creation?
No, Prabhupada himself cooked that once in Los Angeles, and I learned it that time.
Yeah, does he
have a name? 4 years ago.
What would you call this one?
Which one?
The big
potatoes
and cauliflower.
It's in the cookbook that I wrote.
This is called, in Bengal it is called Kalia.
Kalia.
Like, it's like the same name as the serpent?
No.
Same name? Different?
It is Mahavidan name.
Oh.
Actually, this preparation, the Mahavidans make with meat. What is that? No, not meat. It just comes out very nice, that's good.
Did you give David Wynne some prasadam?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, in the end, that's, will catch everybody, even if that's all that gets them is the food.
In Portobello Road, we have a stall, you know, one of the street stalls.
Bring one day your wife.
Shoot prasadam all day long, free.
One day, bring your wife.
Yeah.
She's very nice, girl.
Okay, next time I come.
Yes.
Also, Donovan wants to come.
Oh, yes.
Who is he?
But I wanted to come once, you know, first.
Yeah.
On my own before.
Yeah. A friend of yours.
He's another singer.
Oh.
From quite popular.
He's reading Bhagavad Gita, isn't he?
I gave it him for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. He was asking questions about impersonalism and personalism.
Who was that?
His friend of George's.
Oh.
He's a good person.
Impersonalism and personalism is a very simple thing. Just like the sun and the sun sign. That's all. Sun sign is impersonal, and the sun is personal. Similarly, impersonal is Krishna's energy, manifestation of Krishna's energy. origin of impersonal expansion is Krishna. Yasya prabhāparvato jagadanda kūti in Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabhāparvato jagadanda kūti kūti su asesu vasudhādi vibhūti bhinnam tad brahma niskaram ananta asesu bhūtam govindam adi purusam tamaham maya. This is statement. So, why are you sitting? What?
This is why.
Well, everything is first class man.
Best peace be back.
So, what more you want? No. Oh no, why don't you take, give him that...
If I finish all this, if I finish all this, then maybe...
Wet vegetable.
Yeah, that's still... See, otherwise I'll never get round to the food. We can pack some up and carry. Thanks for sharing. Kuma wants to come as well.
Who?
Kuma.
Oh yeah.
He's my... my Indian brother. Yeah.
Is Ravi's brother, is he?
Mm-hmm. He went to the one in Watsika.
Oh.
And he just loved it. Yeah. As soon as he went and sat in the temple and saw the deities, and I...
Yes.
It's really nice. It's the only real place outside of India, this temple, Krishna.
Oh, well, maybe Daita.
Hmm?
Was it Daita?
Oh, Marty.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Listen. You have tested that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
With the cucumber?
Yeah, yeah. The
yogurt?
Mm.
I think she learned that from your wife, didn't she?
No, but it is Indian people.
Yeah, but we learned it from someone.
Oh.
And then told Malati. George's wife instructed Malati how to make the paprika.
She can also cook?
Oh, yes.
Oh, very nice. Yes, yes, why not? Give me. Yes,
take a little more, Paul?
No, I have one.
In fact, after David Prabhupada told us all to wash our hands, okay.
Give me a little juice.
Shadow. Last time when David was here, he instructed us all to wash our hands in our plates in the bathroom. And David was back there washing his plates in the bathroom. Fantastic, because the time you require to do the head.
Yeah.
Well, that David is a very good boy.
Yeah. But the time you require to do that, by the end of it, he will have learned so much that he'll be right there. Yeah. He just did the queen and the others, and he does Prabhupada too. He said that you had a remarkable head, David, the sculptor.
He said like that?
Yeah, he said your head was very remarkable. He was studying your head while he was talking.
My maternal uncle, my mother's cousin brother, Rakhal Chandra Haddam, he was a very rich man. So when I used to go, he used to say to my father, oh, this boy is very... Simply my...
By the shape of your head?
Yes. He was saying to my father, ah, oh, this boy is very big man.
There's science in the West they call it phrenology.
Yes.
It's a science of measuring psychology by the shape of the skull. Phrenology. They think it's not. It's
phylology?
Phrenology.
Oh.
Cherries in the store. Nice black cherries, very nice cherries. It makes nice chutney.
So, Purnimalai, you take something? You take? No? You take at least one singara. Take it. Yes.
He's having some stomach trouble from India.
Mm. Vegetable? Yeah. Contact.
It's not too spicy. It will go down easily.
Take it.
The Prabhupada said.
In Vrindavan, there are pandas, they eat too much. So, one panda, old man, after eating, he was practically dying. So, he still was instructing his son, "My dear son, don't be sorry. I am not dying out of starvation. I am dying by eating." To die of starvation is inglorious. Better eat and die.
As long as you're not thinking about indigestion as you go.
This is prasadam. Never give anybody indigestion.
No.
Have you ever seen? If it's nice prasadam, it's perfect. It's nothing you've ever heard.
That's for drinking water. Washing
the
bathroom.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there is kheer also.
Yeah.
Sweet rice.
Is it all right, the kheer?
Oh, yes. Everything is all right. Very nice.
So Peter, also Peter's coming on Friday.
All right.
We'll make another.
Maybe tomorrow.
George's house is not far away from here.
Oh.
Across the country.
How many miles?
Well, it is actually, it will take longer to get from here home than it would from the West End back.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to cut across.
Oh, yeah. But at first I was thinking you were far.
It's probably only 40 miles.
No. 40 miles means?
You're a little south of London?
No, west.
West.
Just past the airport. We go along the M4.
Oh.
It only takes an hour, though.
It doesn't take so long. You come through Watford, you bypass London altogether.
Yeah.
There's a way to come off the...
Well, I was thinking, the way I used to go when I passed this way off the M1 was to go through Harrow some way.
Yeah, that's the fastest.
And then go through Harrow towards Slough.
Yeah, that's the quickest route. You get there in 45 minutes.
Yes, we drove.
That's how we came.
milk and my drink it on.
Also, you have some water there.
Maybe it's just the yellow I'm attracted to. So I love dal, and this one is really nice.
That soup is very nice from the vegetables. It's very easy to make also.
I remember long ago an Englishman went to our Mayapur. So he liked this sweet rice. Give me more, give me more.
Sweet rice.
Englishmen are said to have the worst teeth because they have such a taste for sweets. Their teeth are more deteriorated than anyone. They love sweets.
I think the Americans just about take up the...
Me, have the worst teeth and like sweets.
It's a beautiful body.
Yeah. I see that it's
American kids. Everything is very nice.
That's good though, those are lords of goodness eat sweets.
Yes. That is taste of Brahmin.
Brahmin is the miracle
culture. And Kshatriya is pungent. And Shudra is stale. Shudra, stale.
Stale.
Lower class, yeah. Workers.
Fourth class man.
So Brahmin is sweet.
Yes.
What was the second one?
And second, pungent.
It's Kshatriyas, that's the warriors, yeah. Administrators.
Pungent.
Spicy, pungent, passionate. Okay, I shall watch. Huh? Yeah.
Stalls where they sell everything right down the street. Well, we have a stall too.
But we it's a free prasadam stall. We just give out prasadam all day and everybody goes shopping.
Samosas and...
Yeah, all kinds of things, but prasadam. And it's free, it's the only free stall.
It's famous. Prasadam is always... Yeah, people yeah. don't always like us or our philosophy, but they love our food. Everybody likes our food. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that.
Yeah.
A lot of hippies down in that area have joined us just for their prasadam.
We did programs all up and down England last year, schools and things like that. And everywhere we go, people say, God, I need that Hare Krishna food. It's going everywhere.
What happened to the guy? The devotee was in Berry Place, and he was like, he looked like a big lorry driver guy.
Right, you know what he's doing now? He's the what do you call him, maitre d' or compere. He's the compere at that big club in Soho, at the biggest disco.
He's not a devotee anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But he was working as the maitre d' at a big hotel.
Okay. Yeah.
He switched his job to that big discotheque in Seoul. I don't know what it's called.
And he's still there in his
suit. But he goes in his suit.
Nice enough. Should I catch
him? Goes in a suit at night. He works only at night. Goes in a suit.
Yes.
That's his job. He's a devotee.
Yeah.
When famous people come into the discotheque, he sits down and has some gita or something, talks to him about Krishna. But he's the manager of the whole thing. It's a good job for him because he can preach. He can preach while he's there. You want to wash in the bathroom?
Something?
Yeah. Come see this bathroom, George. If you would need to show me the room.
This is from the room.
Oh, that's not seen my room. Your house, my room. Dahi also.
Hmm?
Dahi?
Yeah. Everything from the cow. Cow. Providing everything
that
nice.
Cow is so important. These vegetables, grains, and cow. That's finished. You can make hundreds and thousands of rupees. Why the poor animals should be killed? Take as much possible. And those who are place it as. Let the animal die, eat. Why lifetime you should be killed? In India, that is the process. Those who are place it as, when the cow dies, they are cow dependent. Problem. So they get the skin, the hoof, the horn, they eat the flesh. So that's all right. Finished? And they keep the bones also for manure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. After death. That is the system in India. Whenever a man's cow dies, this class of men, cobbler, they're called. They take it. They take it.
I don't think many children like to eat meat.
Huh?
Many children do not like to eat meat. They are trained to eat meat.
This is unnatural.
I did not like to eat it, and they trained.
Unnatural.
Even for the economic side, they waste so much land for keeping a few animals for slaughter. They could grow large quantities of grains, fruits, everything. Instead, all the land now is devoted to slaughter. And they have to import grains, fruits, other things in England. The whole countryside is beautiful country, all like this. The whole country. And everywhere is nothing but slaughter business. You know? And it could grow everything that they need. In fact, that can be, we can eventually, we can, they can do that. And this country will become self-sufficient. Now it has to import so many things.
Yeah, because so we can land.
It takes many acres of land to keep one animal. And on the same acreage, you can produce enough food for several men for a whole year.
Both for the animal, both for the man.
Yeah.
Just educate them.
There are some professors who may be coming to see you. They're involved in that kind of thing. They're understanding that a little bit now, and they can be worked with. I think I talked to one today. I think he will come late next week, perhaps, and that's certain. That's a good chance. He's a nice Cambridge professor, very nice man, and they're very interested to make the society balanced and sane.
Yeah.
And so this is the solution.
The aim should be back to home, back to home. They do not know what is the aim of life. We will do that powder. And what?
Talking about the bathroom. Mm-hmm. George is interested in your bathroom. He's saying all the things.
There is no hot water supply. Mm.
That can be, it can be arranged. Mm-hmm. They misused it. They put the wrong kind of coal in it. And it caught fire over there some month back. A small fire, because they were, when we moved in, they used the wrong kind of coal in it, and it became fiery and lit a small fire. Mm. So they stopped it, but it can be
revived
nicely. Mm. We should do that.
Of course, I get a little, one bucket is sufficient, but when it will be winter, there is need of hot water. So you have seen my room?
Yeah, it's very nice.
So, is it, you can read it, or shall I type it?
Yeah.
Those are
the words.
Pralaya paya dhijale dhita vana si veda.
I have it typed.
Hmm? You have one typed, Babu?
Yeah, I have one here.
Kesava dhita meena sarira jaya jagadisa.
Were you playing it when I came in?
Huh?
You were playing it when I came
in? Yeah, yeah.
Once you told me that that we should try to describe in English some songs about description of the spiritual sky.
Yeah.
How it is there.
That is Chintamani. Huh. This is spiritual sky. Chintamani prakara sadhamasu kalpa vritkala kabhradesu suravi ravi palayan.
We sang that one, didn't we?
You have what? Record?
Yeah.
Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevvamanam govindamari purusam samam parya. This is description of the spiritual kingdom. And in Bhagavad there is Vaikuntha description.
There's 11.
Huh?
There's 11 stanzas.
Yes.
I thought there was only 10.
No, that is summary.
What is
summary?
Summary of the 10.
But there's only of the 10.
Of the 10.
What is the 11th sloka where it says dasha vidha rupa?
Na kesava dita dasha vidha rupa jaya jagadisa.
Who is he offering obeisance? Is that
Jayadev, Jayadev. Let me see the 11th one. Yeah. Sri Jaya Deva Kaveridam Uditam Udaram. Eh? Sinu sukhadam subhadam bhavasaram kesavadrita dasavidha rupa jaya jagadisha hari. The meaning is, Sri Jayadeva Kave idam uditam udaram. He very magnanimously has written this poetry, Jayadeva Kavi. Sinu, just here, sukhadam, very pleasing, subhadam, all auspicious, bhavasaram, and the essence of life in this material world. Kesava dhita dasabhidha rupa. Kesava appeared in 10 kinds of incarnation. Jaya Jagadisha. All glories to Jagadisha, the Lord of the universe.
Dasha means 10.
Dasha means 10.
I see.
Yeah. Kesava dhita dasabhidha rupa. Jaya Jagadisha.
Is this pronounced like Dhrita?
Dhrita.
D-H-R.
And if the A is without a line over it,
yeah,
it's Dasha.
No.
Dasha.
R on a dot. Dhri.
Underneath the dot.
Just like K and R on the dot, Kri.
So what's this when the S has this little R?
Sinu. Yes.
Sinu. Is that S R N U?
Sinu.
Shrinu.
Shrinu. Shrinu.
It's in back of Bhagavad Gita. On this page, it gives the whole thing.
Yes.
Except when you're
if
trying
you
to
read
verse,
once or twice,
you come and you're trying to go back and
no.
There's also
you can once read that direction once or twice.
Yeah. Good practice.
And here there's also a
it's hard to memorize.
Sorry for English speaking people too.
I can't even speak English. No.
You speak our language.
Because we've all got a meter, meter.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
I have it on a tape, and also, if you want, I can go over it with you. I can sing it.
Well, we just included this song in an album.
Uh huh.
You know, it's not out yet, but it's got a different melody to the one we just heard. It's really nice.
How's your melody go?
Da da.
Is it a kind of a jolly melody?
No, it's da 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 da.
Mm. Yeah. Who are you doing it with?
Well, Ravi recorded it a few years back when he had all these musicians over Festival of India, and I believe the singer is the son of the priest from the temple in Goa.
Yeah.
He's got very strange pronunciation, you know, the sound of his voice is very different.
Yeah.
I'll bring it over next time.
Yeah. Mm. George has got a plan to bring all good Indian musicians to Britain and have them record music here.
And not just Britain, to everywhere.
Traveling.
No, I've heard so much fantastic music, and it's such a shame that nobody gets to hear it, but it's so expensive. But now with the Material World Foundation, I'm going to try and get...
If you come to India, you can meet some...
Yeah, well, I already know so many, but what I want to do is get them all grouped together as like an orchestra, then register them with the charity so that they're a charitable orchestra. Then my charity can pay to bring them all. And we do concerts and... Because it's even if you only did one concert, it's so hard to pay for 30 or 40 people to come over and just to feed them for a week and send them all the way back to India. It costs a lot. But once you overcome that problem, then we could tour them and they're all such fantastic
musicians.
You can set your, as part of it, you can set your message in a palatable sound, and you make everything sound very nicely, all the words.
Now, India, the classical songs, they're diminishing.
Yeah.
Classical song. Yeah,
it's all cinema music.
Well, they're not cinema music.
Yeah, but the classical will. Will stay there like the Gita.
It will. Yeah.
It's just the people.
Why not sing Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, Lata Mangeshkar.
Yeah,
she did one. Lata sings the Gita, but in the West it's very hard to hear some classical Indian music because they're always playing the popular music, but. The people in the West would presume that to go to India, you turn the radio and you're going to hear the classical Indian music, but you don't hear it there either. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't very often anyway play Bismillah Khan or Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, in South India more.
I've got Bismillah Khan on a jukebox. Shiv Kumar Sharma.
Huh?
I've got a music box at home. It's the type that used to put money in to play a record. But it has all the Shanai, Bismillah and Shiv Kumar. There's that flute player, the most fantastic flute player. He's Panlal Ghosh is dead now. This guy's called Hari Prasad or Charesia.
Oh, yeah.
We saw him in concert, it's fantastic. He plays from these little flutes like this down to 1/4 foot long and wide, and the whole way he plays. Just blew one note and I've been making recordings with him. I just did one, like 20 minutes, which I'll play to him. What's this?
Dasavatara Stotram. Dasha Avatara Stotram. 10 avatars sung about him.
So it isn't. I see, that's the problem. Yeah, because we're just calling it Jai Jagadisha Hare. I mean, that would be okay just to say that. Oh, this is the one who Prabhupada dedicated the book to, the Gita. Who is that?
That's
Baladeva Vidya Bhusan.
Show him that book. Here's the book that comes from. Well, this is just the kind of anthology for different songs. Mahajana Giti, Songs of Great Souls.
Yeah.
This is one of the songs. The songs by all the past spiritual masters.
How long did you study Sanskrit?
He lived with Prabhupada, so he's definitely instructed. He reads it like English, and he reads it like and he understands the words of Hindi.
Oh,
and
years.
And hearing the sacred mantras, just it makes it powerful. So Prabhupada is passing on everything.
Everything, cooking, singing, philosophy,
what sounds
came to
mind. You really got to be
prepared. You can bring one. I don't know what made me think of that the other day. I was just thinking.
Bit like 12 hours.
The difference from now from the last few years. I mean, in relatively short time it's got in a huge organization, and in another 5 years...
This prasadam for your wife, you take it.
Okay.
In another 5 years?
Well, in another it's like a snowball, the effect. You know, it's getting bigger all the time, and in the next 5 years, I'm sure it's going to double.
So hopefully
just more, I mean, it's going to have done more in 5 years than it has in the last
you know, probably...
One Japanese gentleman has predicted.
Meaning the growth of spiritual
the growth, force. Just the growth in every way, you know, and at that point...
Yeah, well, actually, it's almost like a crucial time, because at the same time, the spiritual side is beginning to grow. The material side is becoming so degraded at the same time. It is crucial time. See? If we don't know what to do and do it purely now, everything will fall down. If we do it right, everything will change and increase. Because if you go down in Piccadilly or you go down on Sunset Strip, you see it's going to hell. Hellish.
The modern science is based on matter. They are of opinion that life has come from matter. It is a wrong theory. Matter has come from life. This is right theory. But they are just taking the opposite and going wrong way.
But what I was saying was not really related to, like, externally in the world, like Sunset Strip. No, I mean just the, you know, ISKCON, the Krishna consciousness movement is getting so big, it's getting really big, and there's going to be a point where, you know, it's going to need such fantastic management. It's going to be like high-level business management in a way.
Yeah. So that it may not deteriorate.
So that it's just going to keep even,
That
you know, that you can hold on to what it is you've got now, you know, rather than...
It takes that, and it takes purity.
Yeah.
The spiritual practice that makes this kind of a real spiritual movement has got to go on nicely. And as it goes on, then the devotees, everybody's developing to take the practical responsibilities.
But at the moment, you see, you have Prabhupada, who everybody, you know, he's like the figurehead and the spearhead and the one who everybody can draw the energy from. I mean, you know, sooner or later, everybody's going to have to be out there on their own doing, you know, carrying out what everybody's learned. And at that time...
We'll always rely on our spiritual master.
He's not here
with us, we still take the strength from him.
Prabhupada writes once in his Bhagavatam, he says, one has to fly the airplane in the outer space. And once he is there, nobody can fly it for him. He says, while he's on the ground, he can take instruction from an able teacher. But ultimately, he has to fly the plane himself. Prabhupada is teaching us how to fly.
Now, I have selected 12 heads all over the world. So I am training them. So, by Krishna's grace, if they remain strictly to the spiritual principle, they will get strength. Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada, jasya prasadada nagati kutopi. Can you explain this?
By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted, blessed by the mercy of Krishna. And without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody can make any advancement.
Jasya prasadada bhagavat prasada. Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru, tasyaiti katita jarta prakashanti mahagnama. This is the Vedic injunction that one should have full faith in Krishna and the spiritual master, then everything will be revealed. It is revelation. Nobody can understand spiritual life simply by academic study. The more we become sincere and stick to the spiritual principle, it will be revealed. Prakashanti. Just like sun. Now it is darkness. By your scientific method, you cannot get the sun rise now. The sun will rise automatically in due course. Similarly, spiritual method is we have to wait for the mercy of Krishna And therefore, the service, Krishna is pleased by service. Nobody can compete with Krishna. He is not in want of money or anything. He is complete, purnam. But he becomes very much pleased by one's service. That is bhakti. Bhaktya mamabhijanati, chavan jaschanta. Find out this. Bhaktya mamabhijanati, javan jaschanta. It is very important verse.
How many temples are there now, Radha Krishna temples?
More than 100.
So there's only a couple to go. Well, how many can you handle? How many temples can you
each
handle?
Each one is individual, you know. We don't have any worldwide organization, centralized. So that it makes, we can have any number because they're their own management is self-contained. But the philosophy unites us all.
You don't have to keep, like, shift money or funds or things from one place.
They collect locally and spend.
Philosophy and the principles. So actually, if you go from here to any other temple, they're all the same.
Yeah.
People are amazed. They say, wow, what a centralized organization you must have. But we only center is Krishna.
Read that verse. Bhaktyama, it is the 18th chapter, I think. Bhaktyama vijanati javan jaschami tato maan tato gyan. Yes.
Bhaktyama vijanati javan jaschami tattvata tato maan tattvato gyan pa abhishate tadalantaram. Translation. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
What?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his plenary portions cannot be understood by mental speculation, nor by the non-devotees. If anyone wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has to take the pure devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Otherwise, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always be hidden. It is already stated, Naham Prakasha, that he is not revealed to everyone. Everyone cannot understand God simply by erudite scholarship or mental speculation. Only one who is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service can understand what Krishna is. University degrees are not helpful. One who is fully conversant with the Krishna science becomes eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom, the abode of Krishna. Becoming Brahman does not mean that one loses his identity. Devotional service is there, and as long as devotional service exists, there must be God, the devotee, and the process of devotional service. Such knowledge is never vanquished, even after liberation. Liberation involves getting free from the concept of material life. In spiritual life, the same distinction is there, the same individuality is there, but in pure Krishna consciousness. One should not misunderstand that the word Vishote enters into me supports the monist theory that one becomes homogeneous with the impersonal Brahman. No, Vishote means that one can enter into the abode of the Supreme Lord in his individuality to engage in his association and render service unto him. For instance, a green bird enters a green tree, not to become one with the tree, but to enjoy the fruits of the tree. Impersonalists generally give the example of a river flowing into the ocean and merging. This may be a source of happiness for the impersonalist, but the personalist keeps his personal individuality like an aquatic in the ocean. We find so many living entities within the ocean if we go deep. Surface acquaintance with the ocean is not sufficient. One must have complete knowledge of the aquatics living in the ocean depths. Because of his pure devotional service, a devotee can understand the transcendental qualities and the opulences of the Supreme Lord in truth. As it is stated in the 11th chapter, only by devotional service can one understand. The same is confirmed here. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service and enter into His kingdom. After attainment of the Brahmaputta stage of freedom from material conceptions, devotional service begins by one's hearing about the Lord. When one hears about the Supreme Lord, automatically the Brahmaputta stage develops, and the material contamination, greediness and lust for sense enjoyment, disappears. As lust and desires disappear from the heart of the devotee, he becomes more attached to the service of the Lord, and by such attachment, he becomes free from material contamination. In that state of life, he can understand the Supreme Lord. This is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam also. So after liberation, the process of bhakti, or transcendental service, continues. The Vedanta Sutra confirms this. This means that after liberation, the process of devotional service continues. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, real devotional service is defined as the reinstatement of the living entity in his own identity, his own
consciousness. Sarupena avasthiti. The word is sarupena avasthiti. Is there?
Not totally.
Sarupena. Mukti hitya annatharupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti, liberation means being freed from other engagement. When he is situated in his own constitutional position, there is mukti. There is mukti. There is a definition given in the Bible. Mukti, hitra, anatha. In the material world, they are working differently from their constitutional position. So when they stop this work differently and is again reinstated in his original consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness, and that is mukti, that is liberation. Then, finish it.
The constitutional position is already explained. Every living entity is the part and parcel, fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his constitutional position is to serve. After liberation, this service is never stopped. Actual liberation is getting free from misconceptions of life.
Yeah. Now, at the present moment, generally people in bodily concept, I am this body, I am American, I am Englishman, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am this, I am that. So, this is called bondage. When he'll understand that I am neither an Englishman, nor American, nor Indian, I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is mukti. That is mukti. This very consciousness is mukti. Sagunan samatitta etan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Find out this. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakalpate.
One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahma.
Yes. Immediately he becomes Brahma Buddha. One who is simply engaged in Krishna's service, he is liberated. That is liberation. So a devotee hasn't got to hanker after liberation. Because without liberation, nobody can become devotee. Just like a man is on the bench of the High Court, it means that he has already passed the law examination. Otherwise, how is he situated on the bench? So similarly, a devotee means he is already liberated. He is not living in the material world. He is living in the spiritual world. Therefore, there is one word, a sadhu, a devotee, jivo va maro, either you live or die, you have no loss. Living also you are serving Krishna, and after death you serve Krishna. Jivova Marova. So, this bhakti yoga means it is for liberated person. Please confirm the Bhagavad Gita. Svagunan samatitta itan. Liberation means to transcend the effects of the three material qualities. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So it is clearly stated. Svagunan samatitta itan. Itan is plural number. All these gunas, quality, he transcends. Therefore he is liberated. Those who are not liberated, they are conducted by these three qualities. The three qualities in Satagun, Brahma, in Rajagun, Kshatriya, in mixed, Vaishya, in Tamagun, Shudra. So, but a devotee is not grouped. He is transcendental to all these Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. A devotee does not depend on this material division of society. He is above that.
So when a devotee is even working in the ordinary world, that's still a spiritual world for him?
Yes, because he's working for Krishna. That's all. He's in spiritual world. He's with Krishna. Associating with Krishna. He's always remembering Krishna. That means he's Krishna consciousness.
There's a saying in the Christian literature that one should be in the world, but not of it. The person should live in the world, but he's not of the world, if he is advanced spiritually.
He's not out of it.
He's living in the world, but he is not of it. He's not part
of it. Oh, yes, he's not of it. Yes, that's it. Just like we are living in Vaikuntha, here in this house.
It's a fact. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're cooking, you're washing the floor. Yeah. Everything you're doing, yeah, you're doing
this house is all the time. Whoever comes in this house, you'll immediately remember Krishna. That's what it is Vaikuntha. That is Shikhamrita Upadesham. Vaikunthat Janita Bara Madhupuri. Vaikunthat Janita Bara Madhupuri. So it is a very nice philosophy, first class philosophy. Let people try to understand, give them chance, let us give them service. The Krishna will be pleased, because Krishna comes incarnate to teach this philosophy. So anyone does for Krishna, he is very favorite. That is also stated. Nachatasmat manushesu kaschit mi priya kirtama. Jaimam paramam guhyam mad bhakti su avidasati. Yes.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
Who is preaching this cult? That is, Krishna says, no one is dearer than he. Just explain it. Parpad is there, Parpad.
No, but then the verse before that, Yaitam Paramam Guhyam.
Mad Bhakteshu Vidasati.